of God. I'm Colin Hoogerwerf, the producer of the show. I have two boys, and when my older was still pretty young, about one, and just learning to talk and still sitting in a high chair, he used to occasionally find a little bit of food that had dropped down beside him, and he'd lift it up and hold it in the air and say, "Bonus!" That's kind of what today's episode is. So you might know we recently launched a big podcast series about food called The Gift of Food. It's 5 episodes long. You can find it in the feed right above this. The way these series work is that we do a bunch of interviews, in this case about 15 different interviews, and we end up talking about a bunch of stuff, and sometimes only a few minutes actually makes it into our produced episodes. But there's a lot more great stuff that happens in those conversations. So we wanted to bring you some of that, the extra bits that deserve a little love. This is from a conversation I had with Amina Alatas Bradford. Amina has a degree in theology, but she's been working in an ecology lab. That's probably kind of hard to explain to some people, but I think actually BioLogos fans and listeners of the podcast won't find it that strange. When I learned about Amina and what she does, I was really eager to talk to her. I had recently read a book called I Contain Multitudes by Ed Young about the microbes inside us, and some books by Michael Pollan, which consider some of these same questions. It forced us to rethink what we're made of and what it means to be a living thing made of other living things. Amina comes into the food series a couple times talking about the microbiome and kind of just generally challenging some of the categories we've put in place about plants and animals and what the boundaries are for an individual creature. There was so much from our conversation that I thought was really fascinating. I hope we'll hear more from her in future episodes. This part of our conversation has stuck with me, and I think it's really helpful, especially as a parent trying to figure out how to encourage my young children to eat new things. But I think it's also just a really good encouragement to be a thoughtful eater. Here's the clip. I think one of the things I want to do in this series is for myself, but also for our listeners, is like come up with a kind of set of rules to help me know how to eat better. And I'm wondering if in that line of thinking, if there's anything we learn from what we've been talking about, microbial science and the kind of the theological truths we know about from that, if there's anything you think could help develop a kind of set of rules or an ethic.
That's really lovely. I'm not sure I'm going to take this in the right direction. So just interrupt and say, sure. Back up.
Yep.
On a practical level, when my kids were really little, and especially one of my children really wanted agency in her life, and she didn't like a lot of healthy vegetables that I wanted her and knew she needed to eat. But we talked a lot about her mics. Our family had been through this process of trying to heal our own biome when we were in Grand Rapids. And so learning then to tend and steward this new ecology that really did bring about pretty transformative health impacts, but also family rhythm impacts. Our kitchen smelled different. Our family dinners changed. Our whole lifestyle had to change around being able to eat and cook in a way that stewarded these creatures well, who were then also farming me. And so, you know, one of the simple things I began to notice is that I was teaching my daughter to eat for her mics and not for herself. And it was interesting how that gave her some agency and even some sense of meaning and sense of self, but it wasn't based on drawing a circle around herself and thinking about herself in isolation, but rather it was about herself always and already being a part of a community that she was responsible to and also victim to, you know? So it, again, it brings a sense of humility and intimacy with the rest of the world. As far as rules, just simply learning kind of the dietetic ways of managing the biome, I think end up being also deeply ecologically friendly and tend to be climate friendly ways of eating as well. So, and also ways of tending the soil in ways that are microbial gardening with microbes. And, you know, I don't buy chemicals for my garden. I buy nematodes and I buy other kinds of creatures that are going to help nurture the mycelial networks in the soil and then feed my plants in turn, which in turn feed me. It really is coming to understand yourself as a part of an entwined web over which I have no control, but I can kind of dance with it, right? Mm-hmm. And so in some ways, it's learning the practice of unmastery. I am just simply not the master of this world. But the good news is that mastery and stewardship aren't the same thing. It's just that stewardship is more symbiotic than we would have ever thought. So as far as rules go, I think learning that me is actually a we can do some pretty beautiful things to what we think the story of the gospel is about when me becomes a we from the get-go. And the me that's living in isolation, who thinks about eating in isolation or eating to stay pure of any other creatures, is also a person that's both biologically, but also we know, you know, emotionally and relationally probably isn't thriving or flourishing in the way that I would think we hope people would. So I would say even more than an ethic, it gives us a picture of what a human is, and it's just far less buffered or isolated or autonomous or even excellent or superior than we might have thought it was in the modern age. So eating for our microbes, I mean, you know, we could talk about the rules, or I could send you in the direction of the best scientists, have a lot to do with eating a lot of fiber, right? Feeding our microbes. So now you hear about not just probiotics, which is just a word for microbes that are good, but we think of them as like a pill, but eating prebiotics, which is just food for our microbes. So it's learning to feed someone else and understanding that when we do that, it feeds ourselves. And if that isn't ethics, I don't know what is.
That's Amina Alatas Bradford. If you haven't heard the food series yet, you can find them just above these bonus episodes in the feed. Language of God is produced by BioLogos. It has been funded in part by the Fetzer Institute. Fetzer supports a movement of organizations who are applying spiritual solutions to society's toughest problems. Get involved at fetzer.org. And by the John Templeton Foundation, which funds research and catalyzes conversations that inspire people with awe and wonder. And BioLogos is also supported by individual donors and listeners like you who contribute to BioLogos. Language of God is produced and mixed by Colin Hugerwerf. That's me. Our theme song is by Breakmaster Cylinder. BioLogos offices are located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the Grand River watershed. If you have questions or want to join in a conversation about this episode, find the link in the show notes for the BioLogos Forum, or visit our website, biologos.org, where you'll find articles, videos, and other resources on faith and science. Thanks for listening.